1 Corinthians chapter 5. It is reported commonly that there is sexual sin among you, and such sexual sin as is not even talked about among the Gentiles, that someone would have his father's wife. And you are puffed up and have not rather mourned, so that he that has done this deed would be taken away from among you. For I truly, as absent in body but present in spirit, have judged already, as though I were present, concerning him that has done this. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, when you are gathered together, and my spirit, with the power of our Lord Jesus Christ, to deliver that person to Satan for the destruction of the flesh, so that the spirit will be saved at the day of the Lord Jesus. Your glorying is not good. Don't you know that a little yeast leavens the whole lump? Therefore purge out the old leaven, so that you'll be a new lump, as you are unleavened. For Christ, our Passover lamb, has been sacrificed for us. Therefore let us keep the feast, not with old leaven, nor with a leaven of hatred and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. I wrote to you in a letter not to keep company with people who commit sexual sins, yet not completely with the fornicators of this world, or with the covetous, or extortionists, or with idolaters, for then you'd have to go out of the world. But now I have written to you not to keep company, if any man that is called a brother is a fornicator, or covetous, or an idolater, or a railer, or a drunkard, or an extortionist, with him don't eat. For what business do I have to judge those who are outside? Don't you judge those who are inside? But those who are outside God judges. Therefore put away from among yourselves that wicked person.